How the Rich Handle Money Problems. When looking at financial intelligence, it becomes easy to see that there are five core intelligences an individual must develop to become rich. This audiobook is about those five financial intelligences. This audiobook is also about integrity. When most people think of the word integrity, they think of it as an ethical concept. That is not what I mean when I use the word. Integrity is wholeness. According to Webster's, it is the quality or state of being complete or undivided. A person who has mastered the five financial intelligences in this audiobook has achieved financial integrity. When the rich have money problems, they use their financial integrity, developed through many years of facing and solving problems, to solve those problems. If the rich don't know the answer to their money problems, they don't walk away and throw in the towel. They seek out experts who can help them solve their problems. In the process, they become financially more intelligent and are that much more equipped to solve the next problem when it comes around. The rich don't quit, they learn, and by learning, they grow richer. In the following chapters, I will go into the five financial intelligences people need to develop if they want to increase their financial IQ. Personally, my days are dedicated to increasing the five financial intelligences. For me, my financial education never stops. At the start, my process to increase my financial IQ was difficult and clumsy, just like my golf game. There was a lot of failure, a lot of money lost, a lot of frustration, and a lot of personal doubt. At first, my classmates made more money than me. Today, I make much more money than most of my classmates. While I do enjoy the money, I work primarily for the challenge. I love learning. I work because I love the game of money, and I want to be the best I can be at my game. I could have retired a long time ago, but what would I do if I retired? Play golf? Golf is not my game. Golf is what I do for fun. Business, investing, and making money is my game. I love my game. I am passionate about the game. So if I retired, I would lose my passion. And what is life without passion? Do I think everyone should play this game of money? My answer is, like it or not, everyone is already playing the game of money. Rich or poor, we are all involved in the game of money. The difference is some people play harder, know the rules, and use them to their advantage more than others. Some people are more dedicated, more passionate, more committed to learning and to winning. When it comes to the game of money, most people are playing, if they know they are playing at all, not to lose, rather than playing to win. Since we are all involved in the game of money anyway, better questions may be, are you a student of the game of money? Are you dedicated to winning the game? Are you passionate about learning? Are you willing to be the best you can be? Do you want to be as rich as you can be? If you are, then continue on. This audiobook is for you. In summary, in 1971 and 1974, the rules of money changed. These changes have caused massive financial problems worldwide, requiring greater financial intelligence to solve them. Many people hope the government will solve their financial problems. I do not know how the government can solve your problems when it cannot solve its own money problems. In my lifetime, America went from the richest country in the world to the biggest debtor nation in the world. In my opinion, it is up to individuals to solve their own problems. The good news is that if you solve your own problems, you get smarter and richer. The lesson to be remembered from this chapter is that, rich or poor, we all have money problems. The only way to get rich and increase your financial intelligence is to actively solve your money problems.